responsibly. Radio is a part of everybody's life. It can go with you everywhere. It's immediate. Every day, Sky Sports Radio brings you complete coverage of racing and sports.
He's a good coach, Desi, and they decided only a couple of weeks ago that they wanted a manly guy in charge.
From the big sports breakfast, six mornings a week, to Racing HQ and the National Racing Service, you get it all. Then there's digital radio, bringing you high-quality reception. It's perfect for listening to the BSB. Whatever your passion, join our Sky Sports Radio family.
Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Sunday mornings at 10:30.
And that's where we find ourselves, half past 10 on Sunday morning. Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Greg Hayes, he's been up for the Inter-Dominion, but that's, he's just been all over it. Him and Jason Bonington is with us. Hello, Hayesy. Morning to you.
Morning to you, Kev. Well, it's a week down, a week to go.
Yep.
I feel like I've run about three marathons, but that's all right. We've got our final field of 12.
Yeah,
that's the important point.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've been watching a lot of it, watching yourself. You're just loving being there, obviously, because the theatre of the whole thing. But I'm struck by the amount of, I guess, the lack of surprises in the results. All the favourites, like last night, classic example, you had Tornado Valley, Speeding Spur, Spankham, Tiger Tower, Cruise Bromac, all were a dollar not much, and they all won quite well. But that seems to have been a path for the program. Would you agree?
Yeah, look, I think we tend to get that in the Inter-Dominion. In the past, last year we had Lazarus, who was, a $2 chance in the final. I guess the difference is this year, pre-draw, Cruise Bromac's the favourite at $3.40, and quite realistically, if the draw goes the way that some people want, we could have a $5 favourite in the final. Cruise Bromac draws 1, 2 or 3. He might shorten up to, say, $2.80. But it could be a very open final. Lazarus drew poorly last year and still started $2.20. So it is a very open Inter-Dominion final. We don't have a star, a standout pacer, yet there are still, in that field, on that 36... in those 36 horses that contested the Inter-Dominion heats, we did say have four or five horses that stood head and shoulders above the rest.
If I take you back to Tuesday night, I was watching the heats from Ballarat, and always take a lot of interest in the Tiger Tara race because of who he is. And and he was, I think, $6.50 to win that race, and I think it was Rapper's Delight was a dollar, very short price, and won the race, and Tiger Tara stormed home. But was that due to the distance of the race? Was it due to the draw, or a bit of both? Why someone like Tiger Tara would be at that price in that sort of race?
Barrier draw, because distance came into it. The fact that it was only the short trip at Ballarat and the barrier draw, it was Tiger Tara was going to have to sit parked, and Rapper's Delight was going to lead. Track position, obviously, vital in harness racing. And once Rapper's Delight was going to lead, it was going to be a case of Tiger Tara was going to have to do something very special. But it's interesting because. Yeah, there's only been, I think Adam produced a stat on Tuesday night, there's only been four horses in feature races that have been able to sit parked and win feature races at Melton. Lazarus is one, and I think Tornado Valley is the other. So, going into these feature finals at Melton next Saturday night, some horses are going to have to join, or two horses are going to have to join pretty special company if they're going to win feature races in Inter-Dominion finals next Saturday night, if they want to win the Inter-Dominion. We're going to catch up with Chris Frisby this morning. Just quickly, I'll run through the Inter-Dominion final, if you haven't heard it, what horses made it. And there's a couple of drivers that have been announced overnight. Cruise Bromac, $3.40, is the current favourite pre-draw with Tab. No driver declared. Spankham is the second pick at $4.20. Now, no driver declared. Obviously, Natalie will drive one. Mark Purden will drive the other. She will make the decision after she jogs the horses on Tuesday. Tiger Tara is the third pick at $4.60, Todd McCarthy. San Carlo is the fourth pick at $6.50 with Beck Bartley. Iron Pat's Delight is a $7.50 chance with Gavin Lang. Now, he could be the big shortener if he draws well. Rapper's Delight is at $9 with Kima Frenning for mine. He looked in all sorts of danger last night. He looked cooked for mine, and he is going to need a big turnaround in form. Galactic Star is at $12. Ryan Warwick will be his driver. Todd McCarthy they used throughout the series. He, of course, is committed to Tiger Tara. So Greg Bond will bring over Ryan Warwick, his driver from Perth. Can't Refuse is a $51 chance. Matt Craven. Maximan, great story with him. Claimed out of Victoria for $20,000 by the Trittons. He will now take his place in the Inter Dominion. Lauren Tritton will drive him. Cash and Flow at $71. MacDoro at $71. Both trained by Craig Cross. Luke McCarthy will drive one. I queried whether Andy McCarthy would get the drive on the other one. He's not back in Australia for another week or so, so he won't take the drive. I'm hearing John Caldo might get the drive, but that'll be up to connections. And the other one that makes the field is our Uncle Sam. Fantastic story with him. He's a $41 chance, and Anthony Frisby will take the drive on our Uncle Sam.
Well, let's have a listen. We have Chris standing by to have a chat to you, Hazy. Let's have a listen to Tiger Tara and our Uncle Sam. What a run it was.
Tara starting to up the ante now. Led 3 metres on San Carlo. Can't Refuse third the pegs. And then My Alpha Rock from our Uncle Sam. Tiger Tara, though, around the final turn is 4 metres clear of San Carlo. Can't Refuse, My Alpha Rock and our Uncle Sam. 26-5 third quarter. Tiger Tara allowed to run. Led 5 metres on San Carlo. Can't Refuse. And then our Uncle Sam is battling on well. The leader is Tiger Tara. San Carlo's run a great race. Our Uncle Sam's flashing home late. Tiger Tara wins it. Tiger Tara from our Uncle Sam. San Carlo, terrific running.
It was a huge performance last night by our Uncle Sam. He was out of the top 12 coming into night three, so he needed something special. And when he drew barrier eight, he looked to have it all in front of him. But we had drone footage last night. It was something we hadn't seen before in the series. We obviously had the tracking cam at Ballarat, and then last night we had the drone footage, and I pulled up the drone footage a couple of occasions just to show you how good our Uncle Sam's run was, because he gave Tiger Tara a huge start turning for home, and he made up a number of lengths in the run home, and Chris Frisby must have been so happy with the performance. He's joining me on the show to have a chat. Morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you on the day?
Mate, I reckon you would be feeling 20 times better than I am. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, last night was like winning the race, actually running second. I was so wrapped in the little horse, like he's been going unbelievable. But this time in, all his runs have been real good runs, and just been unbelievable, so he did. Yeah, real good.
Well, night one, a lot of people might forget, he was the horse that Let It Ride pushed out four wide. Anthony Butt came off the inside, and everyone was talking about Let It Ride's run, and in the end, our Uncle Sam was the horse that sort of gave Let It Ride Winburn, and probably our Uncle Sam was a bit unfortunate. People weren't talking about him and his good run, and more people talking about the poor performance of Let It Ride, but he was a strong performance on night one.
Yeah, that's right, because when they ran 24, I think he went 25 something last quarter, don't hold me that, and then got bashed on the turn, you know, got pushed out and sort of, Andy should have just knocked his feet around a little bit and then had to get going again. It was just an unbelievable run, you know what I mean? Just an unbelievable run.
And then night two, he was good. Night two, he savaged the line again.
Yeah, he had to go a bit early. We had to go three wide, and when they walked in that first half, they went about 60 and got home unbelievable last half, and still went good. Still went real
and
good.
And you had Spankham on your back. You gave Spankham the card up, and that was the night that Spankham broke that 53 seconds for his last 800. And then last night, you had to do something special. You had to run top two, top three to guarantee yourself a spot in the race. Did you give Anthony any instructions, or did you just say, mate, do your best?
Mate, do your best. Have fun. No instructions. I couldn't tell him any. Got that off that draw. I said, just, mate, do your best and have fun.
What did he say to you when he came back?
He was wrecked. He was wrecked. He said, the little fella, he said 10 yards after the line, he's in front, he's still going. That's the good part. Like, the distance is not worrying him at all, you know what I mean? Which is good, yeah. Real, real good.
And obviously the four runs in the two, well, the three runs in the week didn't worry him. He wanted to go another lap. A few of them were looking to sit down. He wanted to go another lap.
Yeah, well, see, that was always my worry going into it. Like, don't get me wrong, I think this is the best system, the way they do it. Because, as I always remember, John McCarthy said 10, 15 years ago, it's the best driver, best horse, and best trainer that wins the Inter Dominion. Do you know what I mean? So, I was worried about the distance, the free runs in the week, because I just didn't reckon he does handle free runs in the week, but he's pulled up unbelievable after it, so yes.
So what will you do with him this week?
No, not a lot. Not a lot. You won't get a lot done with him this week. He'll only get poked around. Look at the track a few times, not much, but yeah, he'll get jogged. Yeah. And he'll get a light hobble up probably Friday, Thursday or Friday. But that's it, but that'll only be really light too, so, yeah.
And what about a barrier draw tomorrow? What are you, ideally, you know, barrier one, barrier two, something like that?
Yeah, that'd be ideal. Unbelievable, yeah. Yep. Okay. That'd be real good, but yeah, whether that is, I can't see that happening, but yeah, I hope it does. He's trying to get a barrier one, because I don't know whether he's had it, too many barrier ones, but if he gets it, we might have to get him to go beyond the mobile first to get him used to it, but yeah.
He's done a lot of his recent racing in Queensland. He was one of the horses you took up during the winter break.
Yeah, I took him up there to just my theory was to take him up there. I done it years ago, a horse called Dinky Dye, and it made a horse out of him. You know what I mean? Going up there racing the better horses, and it really done. I think it's done the job for him too. He went up there and learned how to race. It's pretty. Even though like they're probably not as good a horse what he's racing now. There's some real nice horses up there, you know what I mean? Makes it harder racing for him. So it does, which is good.
You did get Dinky Dye into one Inter Dominion series, didn't you? Did he go to Tasmania for the Inter Dominion?
Yeah. Got Cook going over there, never handled it, scratched him and took him home. So he wasn't a very good traveller.
So this is one of the highlights of your career, getting our Uncle Sam into the Inter Dominion final?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Getting in the Dominion is a highlight. Like, I think in the ratings, when the ratings first come out, he was 70-odd. And then getting into it, it's unbelievable to drop that much, eh?
Yeah, for sure and certain. For sure and certain. And what about, how will young Anthony cope with it? Is he a nervous sort of character?
I think he handles it better than me. Yeah, he's better than me. So he is. It doesn't seem to worry him. You know, he's one of them bikes that doesn't seem to worry too much. I don't know whether it would this sort of race will, but even these heats and like last night, and there was a lot of pressure on him last night to run the first three. He had to run the first three to qualify, you know, second or third or whatever to qualify last night. You know, so there was a lot of pressure in that way as well. So there was, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, he deserves all the credit because he waited, he was patient, and he got his chance and he took it, and he ran up right onto the neck of one of the top favourites for the series, and you deserve your spot in the final. So all the best of luck and good luck with the barrier draw, and you deserve your spot. We'll look forward to seeing you there next Saturday night.
Thanks very much, mate. Thank you very, very much.
There he is, Chris Frisby, the trainer of our Uncle Sam, who's a $41 chance pre-draw. So, of course, Chris's son Anthony will take the drive. And as mentioned, Dinky Dye, he went round in the 2006 Inter Dominion Series. He went round in the first heat and he finished ninth, and then he competed in the second heat in Launceston and finished 12th. And then Chris decided to take him out of the series. He just wasn't right. He got sick travelling down and that was it. And I think Dinky Dye, then he might have only had a couple of more starts, and then that was the time to call quits on his career. But he was a horse that blossomed late and went round in races like the Truro Memorial and the Victoria Cup. He might have run second in a Victoria Cup behind Be Good Johnny, and that was in a time when you had horses like Sting Like a Bee and Slip and Slide, some very, very nice horses competing, Kev, and... Chris Frisby knows what it's like to have a good horse racing against some very special horses. But our Uncle Sam, look, I know that the other boys that were on the coverage last night, they sort of... I think our Uncle Sam's the best roughie in the race. I do. There's a few of them, a few of the horses in the field that are coming towards the end of their tether, and I think our Uncle Sam seems to be peaking at the right time. All the best of luck to the Frisbees. I know the boys are giving it to me about me tipping New South Wales horses constantly, but good luck to our Uncle Sam and the boys. I was on Let It Ride at the start of the series. Obviously, he came out very early. I've been with Spankham since Let It Ride came out, and I'll continue to sit with Spankham even after the draw. But Tiger Tara last night, he looked as though he was looking for the finish line. He's obviously got to go a further couple of hundred metres next week. San Carlo was better. I've obviously been against San Carlo for most of the preparation, but I thought he was better last night, and I thought Iron Pat's Delight was very, very good last night as well. In the Trotters division, for those that are interested, New South Wales has obviously got some interest in that, and it was great to see that Joe and Mary Rando got one through there. Just quickly run through the market there. Tornado Valley's $1.60. This is pre-draw, obviously. Speeding Spur, $3.60. Kai Valley Blur, $10. Save Our Pennies, $14. Tough Monarch, $15. Well done to Ricky Alchin. Big Jack Hammer, $31. Kingdom Come, $61. So too is Red Hot Tooth. Well done to Graham Bullock, the owner. Sky Petite, $61. Monty Python, $81. Illawong Armstrong is $101. Romper's Monarchy, $151. Enrolled's are 200-1. The emergency's there, Illawong Armstrong, and enrolled $201. So that's the market for the Trotters. And the barrier draws take place tomorrow morning, Kev, 9 o'clock. You'll see it on Sky. Adam Hamilton and myself will bring you all of that action from the barrier draw.
Okay.
I think the drivers have got to be declared on Tuesday. So Natalie Rasmussen will be forced to make her decision then. So too Luke McCarthy as to which way he'll go. And, of course, we've got preview shows. We've got On the Pace on Tuesday. We've got a preview show on Sky on Thursday night, in the gig on Tuesday night as well. So if you like the Inner Dominion, you are going to be well catered for. Sky Sports Radio and also Sky Racing.
Yeah, you've been covering it beautifully, Hazy. And just listening to you there, just tell me, how long's the final? 2,700, is it?
Yeah, 27. Yep.
Okay. And listening to you then, you wouldn't be surprised if any one of four or five won the race by the sounds of the way you're speaking there. You're keen on Spankham, but there's always the Tiger Tara. You're just a little bit up in the air at this stage. You wouldn't surprise?
Yeah, look, barrier draw will decide, but I'm going to, unless Spankham was to draw 12 and one of the other chances drew one or two, look, I think Spankham is a little bit versatile, so I'm going to be sticking with Spankham, but there's probably one, two, three, I would say there's four winning chances: Cruz Bromax, Spankham, Tiger Tara, and I'm Pat's Delight. I would say there are four realistic winning chances in the race at the moment.
All right, and there's just the two, really, isn't there? In the Trotters, the two faves are pretty short.
I'll say one and a half. I'll say Tornado Valley's the real winning chance, and if he drew terribly and Speeding Spur drew one, well then Speeding Spur. But I would say Tornado Valley is
all right.
Pretty much past the post.
Lovely. Well, the coverage has been fantastic, Hazy. Congratulations to yourself and Adam and Jason. It's been great. So we look forward to more of it leading up to the big one next Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Melton. The Inter-Dominion returning to Melbourne for the first time since 2008. So it's a massive night, and we'll look forward to your coverage then. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Kev.
Greg Hayes, and he'll be back, of course, with On the Pace Tuesday morning at 10:30 as we do Chasing and Pacing Rewind. We'll get into the greyhounds in just a moment.
The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Just $18.95 from newsagents Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
Sky Sports Radio brings you every thrilling moment of the Inter-Dominion Championships, whether it's daily news reports or the live action. And On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, Greg Hayes talks to the newsmakers. It's all here on Sky Sports Radio.
The Big Sports Breakfast, back tomorrow morning.
As we welcome Michael Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales for the Greyhound component of the show. Mick, good morning to you.
Hello, Kev. How are you, mate?
Well, I'm very well. Before we get stuck into what we'd like to talk about, I'd just like to play this to you. This happened about 15 minutes ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, runners moving onto the track for the opening event of the morning. The Burning Cooley Maiden take out 9-1 Dream and 10.
There we go. That was about 15 minutes ago. We're talking about the first at Capalabar Greyhounds, which is now receiving TAB coverage for its meetings. That was the first race with John Brash calling the racing, and it's a straight track. It's grass, and we're going to be covering a few of those races. In fact, the next one's coming up shortly, but it's exciting news for Greyhound Racing in Queensland, Mick.
It's fantastic, Kev. It really is. Yeah, 12. I think they ended up 150 noms for their meeting. They got 12 full races. And as you said, yeah, first race was on about, I think it was 10:35 or something our time. And fittingly, the favourite saluted, RJ Jr., jumped to the front and away it went. And, it's good to watch straight track racing. Yeah, we always have Healesville on a Sunday as well. But Capalaba, they've been racing for a long time. It's good to see them get full tab coverage and, of course, full Sky coverage.
Yeah, and on grass as well. You don't see that often. So it's
very, very rare these days.
Yeah, it's good. Rare. Okay, well, let's look, I guess we should look at Wentworth Park last night and the Summer Cup final. We'll chat about that after we hear the call.
Racing, Poco Dorado now flew out of the boxes in the centre. Blue Moon Rising can't go with her early, and she crosses and leads Poco Dorado from Blue Moon Rising. Working up the third on the inside, then was Veloce Nero. Oh, followed in by Taken King. Further back, White Sock Ethics, Kanzan, Abby Ripper and Rockstar Kerr just under a circuit out. And Poco Dorado, the leader, she's free running in front, is what she likes to do. A length and a half, Blue Moon Rising. Three away then is Veloce Nero, Taken King. A long break into the field came Kanzan along with White Sox Ethics and also Emmy Ripper, Rockstar Girl down the side. Poco Dorado two in front. Blue Moon Rising trying hard with Veloce Nero as they turn. Poco Dorado in front. It's going to be the perfect 10 in the cup for Poco Dorado. She beat Blue Moon Rising. Veloce Nero third, and it's a family trifecta. They were followed by Taken King.
Go, Gary. Big call there from Gary Clark. And I was watching that race and I was just waiting, Mick, for someone to, another runner to come up and go past Poco Dorado, but she just wouldn't give in. Extraordinary effort. Led all the way.
She really is the darling of punters, isn't she? As Gary said then, 10 out of 10 at Wentworth Park over the 720. It's just remarkable. You just get on and get in a queue to collect. But as you said, Kev, it looked like one of the other two had run past her, but she just kept fighting and away she went. As Gary mentioned, the trifecta, that's just remarkable. Yeah, all three from the same litter, the Fernando Bale Chicadesta Cardle litter, finishing 1, 2, 3 in a group race. There's people who have been around a lot longer than me at the Dogs, and Jeff Collison's one. He said he's been there since 1962 covering greyhounds. He cannot remember a time in a group race where the first three place getters have been under the same litter. It's just remarkable. And congrats to obviously John Finn, who trains all three of them, and the D&P Syndicate, who own all three of them. Just remarkable.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary race in so many ways, as you suggested. So the Summer Cup final, there were 33 grand was the highlight last night. We also had four heats of the Christmas Gift. Talk us through those.
Oh yeah, we did. This is obviously an annual event, which is it's that time of year where you're looking for a bit of a feature race, and this is obviously one of them. And four heats, as you said, and the heat winners last night were Nangar Blaze, which was the quickest in 29.85. There was the Queenslander Femme Foal, 29.97. Dynamo's Double, 29.99. And My Mate Fox won the other one in 30.12. But aside from the winners, obviously the first two in each heat go through to next Saturday night's final. And look, there's little between the eight finalists, to be honest. Yeah, the other runners up, Zipping Mitzi off the leash, Modus Operandi and Zombie, they've all got claims in the final next Saturday. And the box draw, it's thrown up a few little quirks to it as well. Modus Operandi has got to be one of the most improved greyhounds going around. It's drawn the one, and it's got a fantastic record of 5 out of 8 when it's drawn the red rug. So it'll be an interesting race and a nice way to move closer to Christmas, Kev, and hopefully punters again will get some money.
Alrighty, let's rewind a few nights. Let's go back and look at the Group 1 Brisbane Cup, Albion Park on Thursday night, won by Hasten Slowly. Let's have a listen to the race here.
Racing, she missed it, Miss Wendemiro. Hasten Slowly came out running. Cosmic Bonus up on the outside to challenge. Go Lassie, go third. Miss Wendemiro got to fourth, but she was checked off heels, followed by Brandy Alexander, Dinah Chancer, and Silver Sun are back at the tail. Hasten Slowly off and gone down the back. Three clear. Cosmic Bonus coming after the leader. Then Go Lassie, go. A break in the field, Miss Wendemiro, Brandy Alexander, Silver Stunner around the corner. Hasten Slowly clear over Cosmic Bonus, and Hasten Slowly won the Brisbane Cup by 2.5 Cosmic Bonus. Third, Miss Wendemiro, followed by Brandy Alexander. Then came Dinah Chancer, Silver Stunner.
So there we go. Hasten Slowly wins the Cup. I was on air Thursday night when it was on, and all the talk pre-race was about Miss Wendemiro, but she missed the start and did really well in the end to finish third.
Absolutely. That was, that chances of winning kind of went out the window there, unfortunately, though, Kev. New South Wales own dog, Miss Wendemiro and another New South Wales trained dog, Cosmic Bonus, running second. Congrats to Angela Langdon, team Victorian train, Unlucky not to make it into the Melbourne Cup final. That dog, it ran second to My Redeemer in the heat of the Melbourne Cup, and of course My Redeemer went on to win the Melbourne Cup. Cosmic Bonus, the second dog's just remarkable. Thursday night it runs second in the Brisbane Cup, the Group 1 Brisbane Cup, and the day later it turned 4 years of age. It's just incredible, and it seems to be getting better with age as well, Kev. Trained at Grafton by Evelyn Harris, it's now in its last 11 starts, it's had 8 wins and 3 second placings. You wouldn't mind having one of those in the kennel, would you?
No, you wouldn't, but you also wouldn't like to be called a veteran when you're just 4.
Yes, even with when you take in dog years, 4-7 to 28, I probably felt like a veteran after a few nights out when I was 28, but I didn't know I'd be wanting to be called a veteran at that age. But, this Cosmic Bonus obviously won the Masters Meteor on Million Dollar Chase final night back in October. Has now collected another $26,000 for running second. Career earnings now over $325,000.
Beautiful.
Not bad, is it?
No, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Let's go back to Tuesday then with the Golden Cup final, with Scientific Man got home at a pretty good 250, so no real surprise there.
Not a lot. The week before the semis of the event, there were some good dogs that made it through to the final. Came up with box one and that kind of justified the $2.50 quote. Jumped well. There was a bit of a scrimmage behind, and Scientific Man was off and gone, and that was pretty much the end of the section, Kev. For Mark Wilcox, the trainer, this is his third Golden Cup. He's won it before with Knocker's Return and Natural Player. But the interesting part is that winning Shiraz, the dam of Scientific Man, was also the dam of the other two as well. That's just prolific. It's remarkable. You wouldn't mind having a brood bitch like that in your kennel. You're filling up your kennel very quickly, but you wouldn't mind having one like that. And of course, Kev, on the same card, the other feature is the Fireball Final, the sprint over 350, and it was won by Mooneyong and All. And not only did it win the final, it clocked 19:35 to take a tenth of a second off the track record that was set back in 2014 by Power to Roar. So, good day's racing down there at Goulburn. Always a good day's racing at Goulburn, particularly during summer when it's not as cold as it is in winter.
It's always cold, even in summer in Goulburn, isn't it?
I think they have summer. I think it's one day in December, from memory.
And speaking of cold climates, Bathurst tomorrow, where it won't be too cold, I wouldn't have thought. The Soldier's Saddle, time-honoured one, this one.
It is indeed, yeah. It's been around for quite a while, and it's one of the couple of feature races that they do have on their calendar at Bathurst. 4 heats will run back on November 26th, so they got a few starters for this, and then they ran a couple of semi-finals last Monday. And set up to be a strong final, Kev. The semi-final winners were Motor City Gem, which ran 30-11, and Bogan Villa, which ran 30-15. And they've both drawn alongside each other in 4 and 3, respectively. Motor City Gem did clock 30.05 in her heat, so she's run some time a bit quicker than the semi-run, and she's unbeaten in 3 runs at Bathurst. So looks like she'll be a hard one to beat, but as you know, in these finals, anything can happen. Yeah. That run to the first turn at Bathurst, it'll be all important to see who gets around there in front.
Okay, so that about wraps it up, I guess, Mick. And we did touch on Capalabar, which is on today. In fact, we'll be taking the third race there coming up in 6 minutes from now, so we look forward to that. Anything else we've missed you'd like to mention?
Mate, I don't think so. Apart from Lismore. Lismore have got their big maiden series semi-finals are on this Tuesday, and the final, that's Tuesday week. It's a $20,000 to the winner. Not bad for a maiden series. So it'll be the feature. We'll probably talk about it a bit more this time next Sunday, Kev. That's pretty much it. It's good to be back in the saddle, they say.
Good on you. Good to have a chat with you. We'll speak to you soon.
All good. Thanks very much, Kev.
Thanks, mate. Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. And don't forget, for all the latest Greyhound action, apart from the Chasing and Pacing Rewind segment, you can always hit the podcast, Going Greyhounds, tomorrow morning at 10:30.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and Parramatta.
It's almost 11 o'clock. I can tell you the cricket's underway again. The earlier start with the delay in play due to the rain yesterday. India, they're cruising along there. 3 for 171. Rahane on 10. Pujara's not out there on 51. Currently Australia $8 to win the match. India is $1.35. The draw is at $4.50. The Australian